This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are joined by Robin Dreek, former FBI agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, also a Hidden Killers contributor, to talk about a story that just keeps getting weirder. The allegations, the case, the story of Rudy Farias. This is one that's just been utterly bizarre. Since we've heard about it, reported missing in 2015 by his mother. He returned the day after, but was never having the missing persons report withdrawn. It stood there for all of that time. He was recently found last week outside of a church near Houston. His mother, him, both went in for questioning. They had an activist, Quinnell X, that came in. And was working and initially hired by mom, but ended up speaking on Rudy's behalf. The accounts of what Rudy was talking about and what Rudy was saying in that interview with law enforcement at the hotel vary greatly between the advocate, Quinnell X, and law enforcement in their press conference. That, to me, is confusing point number 500 in the story, but kind of where we're starting. What was your take on the accusations that Quinnell was saying the son was making versus what was in the observed by the Houston PD?
So I think it's going to take a while for the truth in this matter to really come to light, and here's why. Yeah. The mother exercised a lot of control over her son, as he even stated, but he's going to be really reticent to share information, because what she did, what she conditioned him, what she gave him reps in was reps of fear. And most importantly, the most critical one, reps of shame. I found it interesting that he backtracked and was kind of became emphatic that his mother did not sexually abuse him.
Yeah.
I got a feeling it's going to come out that she did, because when you even saw him walking, I think I saw the photos of him walking outside and they had a big blanket over him.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you do when you're trying to hide shame.
Yeah.
And he, once he gets into some really, really good counseling and he can accept that he shouldn't feel shameful, and it was her actions, not his actions, that caused all of this, because that's what she did, that she kept him in control by shaming him that his actions were causing all the negative things. His actions were going to cause the police to arrest him, or all the things that all the crazy things she was telling him. She made him feel shame for everything, which kept him wanting to be hidden, wanting to be seen. And so when you have toxic shame in your life, it really rules your behavior until someone can help you get through that and realize it's not you. You shouldn't feel shame. It was the person doing it to you that caused that shame. And so it's going to take him a while to be open and honest and transparent. And the most, and the hardest thing in a situation like this, be vulnerable, because shame keeps us from being vulnerable. And so he's going to be very resistant to it. And so I think people, he needs someone with a nice, good, gentle touch, metaphorically, obviously, to help him move through and move away from his mother's hold on him, and not just proximity wise, but emotionally. She did a tremendous amount of damage through years and years of reps during the formative years of his life.
She certainly did. And there's no denying that there is a extreme level of abuse that occurred here just to get what you got out of Rudy. He sat down with Fox 26 in Houston for an interview just the other day. And it was very, I don't know any other word for it to say than bizarre. His candor in it, he seemed to be very aware of what went on with it, using terms that either he's been trained to use or has been hearing in the last week, but seemed almost like a survivor of some sort of trauma many years down the road. He seemed very advanced in what he was talking about and very aware of what he had been talking about. In fact, here, we'll play a little clip so you can hear. This is the reporter asking, where have you been all this time?
Just at home. Just stuck at home, you know. If somebody would come over, my mom would just tell me, stay in the room, you know. Keep the door locked. Don't let them in. Don't make any sounds. Don't do anything, you know.
Tell us about what it was like living there. Were you allowed to leave the room? Was she holding you there against your will?
She never, like, locked me in or, you know, like, handcuffed me or anything like that. You know, I had free will to leave. It's just, it just felt like brainwashing, honestly. Like, just, it just kept confusing me, just the way, you know, she would manipulate me into saying, like, oh, you're going to get arrested because you have a speeding ticket or something, like something minor, something innocent. And then it would just, and then it would just kind of escalate into just people just, sorry.
You're good.
Which is,
take your time.
Yeah, it just escalated from there, from, you know, just wanting to get away from home, just be free, live my own life, arguing all the time. And then we eventually just went into just, she locked me in there pretty much mentally, just that she was my only parent. She was the only person I ever really had besides my brother. So when I lost my brother, I didn't have anybody to teach me how to live, you know, how to have confidence or trust in myself or anything, you know. So I just depended on my mom all my life.
Interesting. He is 25 years old. This is what he's saying. What I'm amazed at is the level of awareness and clarity that he seems to have of what's been going on for all these years. And I don't know. I mean, just seeming to, did he just become aware of this in the course of 1 week since he's been found? Or is this someone who's, you know, been in their suffering, but I don't know, still, if you're this aware of what's going on, I guess the question is, how did you not be able to get out of there? But I guess you, it's the victim thing too, where sometimes, unless you're in that situation, you don't realize how difficult it is mentally to leave. They don't necessarily have to have you handcuffed to the bed frame.
The best analogy that popped in my mind when listening to that and watching this whole case is basically what you have here is a two-person cult.
Mm-hmm.
He even said it, brainwashed, and that's exactly what happened. Brainwashing, or that cult mentality, starts ruling your behavior. And most cults, they're not told what they can and can't do, but there's going to be psychological pain inflicted on you if you don't do what the cult says you should do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a charismatic leader at the forefront, and money and sex are always part of this. And so, not sure how the money played into this, but, and she even said that he said that she placed him in the husband role. And so I'm seeing a two-person cult here, and you can become very self-aware, I think, because if you have hours upon end of just sitting, ruminating, and thinking about the world around you, that's going to give you a lot of clarity, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, though, if you're under that psychological shame pressure that the cult leader is putting on you, it's going to keep you from taking those actions that are in your best interest in the moment, especially if they keep highlighting to you, and he said to himself, he didn't have anyone else. The only person in his life was his mother. And so if you have a lifetime of reps of fear of interacting with the world around you, because he can't read social cues, mm-hmm. he can't read and integrate with other people that well, because he doesn't have reps in that yet. I mean, just think of a newborn child, because that's what he typically was.
Mm-hmm.
When his mother started isolating him, his social development stopped at that point. So that's the age he is socially. And if he didn't have great socialization before that, that's where he's at. He can be extremely self-aware, but his ability to interact with others, yeah, it's going to take a lot of years. Again, I think of new healthy reps with good, healthy people around them. But again, the reason I think that things don't make sense when we're listening to him, or they don't quite add up, is mm-hmm. because he's not being completely transparent, open, and honest, because he's yep. incapable of it right now. So I think he's got a lot of things he's blocking, a lot of things he's maybe telling himself his own lies to protect himself and his own mental damage. And so I think that's what we're seeing manifest now. And I hope he'll come out of it. He seems like a good, healthy, well, eventually healthy boy, but I'm hoping he gets what he needs.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts, and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for a filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for a filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. Sit in the hip like whenever. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for a filet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for a filet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Say hello to making everyday routines a bit more magical. Say hello to sunshine and goodbye to boring. Say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that are just friendly. Products that add a little everyday yay to your day. Like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. Doesn't exist, you say? It's just a myth, a legend, a unicorn. Yeah, it's a unicorn. Hello's Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, and it makes brushing fun. Also prevents cavities, strengthens enamel, helps brush away plaque, and all that important toothpastey stuff. And they didn't forget adults. That's where Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste comes in. It takes care of plaque, tartar, and bad breath for a friendly mouth. And it's made with farm-grown peppermint for a friendly flavor. Speaking of friendly, Hello is vegan, cruelty-free, and not tested on animals. So take your day to the next level, a happier one. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.